predictions and whatever else we think of on the way. So yeah, right now it is New Year's Eve, about 7 p.m., so we got another 5 hours to go. Keith, his mom needs the phone because he doesn't have a microphone yet, so we'll be calling him back in about 5 minutes, and we'll see if it's busy. So
can you hear me? Because my okay, yeah, never mind. It's working fine, don't worry.
So I have one crazy macro prediction. I don't know about if you think, but I noticed from Apple's marketing that we're gonna see OS 10.5 Leopard, not the quotation fingers, on normal PCs, as in non-Mac hardware PCs. That's my prediction.
I predict you're wrong.
Well, yeah, it's the crazy Dvorak almost prediction, but I think it's gonna happen. First reason, number one, because Vista, you know, Vista's going to be released on like the 30th. As soon as Macworld, they're going to say, OS 10.5, normal PC edition, day after Macworld. So like the 10th. You'll be able to go to the store, maybe not the 10th, or maybe the day before Vista, I don't know. But we're going to see in January, be able to go to the store, buy your OS 10 CD, DVD, probably not a CD. Go home, put it in your PC, it'll put a severance, it have two partitions, your Windows partition, your Mac partition, and you'll be able to use Mac OS on your black box or white box PC. That's my prediction.
I predict Jeremy will be in a mental institution by January 31st, right?
And if it's right,
then he will be the technology messiah.
Oh yeah, that's my prediction. Now, I'm predicting that my prior prediction's going to be wrong. So I have one prediction, I'll either get the first one or the second one right. Two predictions, either it's going to be right, or it's going to, and then I have a prediction we're going to see it, and then I have a prediction I'm going to be wrong.
Okay, well,
it's a win-win situation. Maybe
I predict that 10.5 will be released at Macworld.
Okay.
Okay, so number two, I predict that, there will be...
That's my crazy prediction.
There will be new Apple... I predict there will be new Apple cinema displays with eyesights built in. And a new 24...
That's not a major prediction.
A new 24-inch model.
It'll just bump to 23. I think they'll sleep.
That's what I mean. No, they'll take out the 23 and make it a 24, I mean.
Okay.
Like, because, I mean, they did that to the iMac.
Yeah.
And I predict that, what else?
Blu-ray drives. And
oh yeah, that. Oh, Mac this Pro isn't. This isn't even a prediction. It is confirmed.
By who?
By an employee at Apple. One of the people that I work with that knows somebody who, works at Apple.
Who knows a friend? Who knows his cousin?
No, it's just
whose brother works at Apple.
No, it's somebody that I work with, and he knows his friend works at Apple.
And he knows.
No. He works at Apple, and he knows that Blu-ray will come out. Blu-ray drives will be an option for Mac Pros February, and you can put in the second slot.
What about iMacs?
No, just Mac Pros.
Well, I mean, eventually they'll add it as a BTO eventually, option, yeah. You know.
But for now...
Because then you can buy your HD DVD drive for the 360, plug it into your Mac, and it'll work. See, yeah, I believe all that stuff. We're going to see new iPods, maybe. Probably not, but we'll see the... ITV. What the fuck did you do? I'm not editing this out.
I meant to flick it up.
See, I'm like Leo. I don't edit. I said that last week, too. Last episode.
Yeah, flick it the other way.
Yeah, so I think, though, we are going to see the OS 10.5 on normal PCs. You know why? Because they're adding... You know the stupid get the Mac guy ads?
Yeah.
It's perfect if... What's going to happen is the PC guy buys OS 10 and... He becomes a Mac guy, too.
That, and then it'd be the end of the ads, and I hate those ads.
Which is good, too, so. You know, it's going to undercut Vista, because Vista's coming out, number one. Number two, the Mac ads and the PC ads. So they have the two things that have come together, and we're going to see OS 10.5 on normal PCs. That's my prediction. Don't put that CD in the drive, it's not going to work. Yeah, I have an iLife 06 CD that I had to install the new version of GarageBand. It was very... Because I'm... As I said before, we're doing this on the tie book. Okay, let's call Keith, see if he is ready to talk to... And we got Skype.
What do you think would happen if I licked the microphone?
You'll owe me $30 for a new microphone. That's what will happen, and that's if I catch you. If you get away with it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's you know I'm gonna be licking the microphone because you'll see a giant like audio spike in GarageBand.
Okay. I think it's. Hey, Keith. Keith, you're ready to we're doing the podcast right now.
I licked it and you couldn't and you didn't notice.
You owe me 30. Okay, so. Okay.
Are you good or bad? No dogs allowed.
Okay. Okay, then. Goodbye, Keith. Okay, Keith. Okay, Keith. I'm going to hang up on you then, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, apparently Keith has something to do, so he can't talk with us, but you heard him a little bit. He'll be on episode 2 of Geek This Week V2. And then, I think we're going to see 10.5 normal PC. We're going to see the new iPods, new displays, the little built-in iLife with the built-in iSight.
Yep. I was totally paying attention to all of that.
And then we'll see the Blu-ray drives. I don't know. It's like, yeah, screw Blu-ray. It's only good because it's like a 50-gig disc. Which is cool, you know, 50-gig disc. I'll take a 50-gig disc, you know. To burn a 50 gigs of stuff, that's like a lot of crap, you know. Did you lick the microphone?
No.
I think you did lick the
microphone. I need a freaking camera on it. That's why we need to do a vidcast.
There's nothing there.
This is why we need to do a
vidcast. There's nothing there. Here, feel.
I'm not feeling it, but you're going to owe me $30 if I...
There's nothing there.
If I catch you, you're going to owe me $30. Okay. This is almost more contentless than last week.
It's because I had the turkey, and the turkey's making me, like, sleepy. And I get hyper when I get sleepy. Oh, yeah, I had champagne.
So
I had a glass of champagne, and I'm only 14, 15, so, yeah, I'm a little drunk.
Ooh, I can do with the Mighty Mouse sideways scrolling on the GarageBand. Okay, not distractions.
I'm drunk.
Do you think we're going to see a Mighty Mouse 2.0 with accelerometers? I saw on Dig. It'll have Wiimote-like accelerometers on the Mighty Mouse. Don't they have a Bluetooth Mighty Mouse now?
Yeah.
So we're going to see the... You ass.
Okay, I won't. I never liked it.
Okay, just
I won't like it. Don't worry.
We're gonna see the Bluetooth Mighty Mouse so you can do the Wiimote like action with it.
Yeah, I played the Wii.
Well, we played Zelda.
It sucked. Period.
Man, you're gonna get all the haters are gonna come kill you. I'm thinking that the Nintendo Ninja is gonna kill you.
No, I know. Like, there's black helicopters outside your window right now.
And they're gonna go. Yeah, the thing is, there's a 5-minute learning curve. We played for 3 minutes.
It's like you move your arm, you move your arm back, and it takes like twice for it to recognize. Then like the aim is like halfway impossible. And there were huge anti-aliasing problems where everything looked jagged.
Yeah, the 360 has I was playing Madden on the 360. It looked freaking ugly because the anti-aliasing. I think it would look better if we played it on our crappy TV because you know it's a lower res. Because but they really need some anti-aliasing on the Wii. Because like I play.
I'm drunk. What
you need to give Michael this mic so he can't play with it. Because I have the headset mic. So.
It's wrong. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Dig Nation.
Except they don't lick microphones.
You owe me $30, man.
I didn't lick it.
No comment. Okay. See, there's a 5-minute learning curve for the Wii. So we play for 3 minutes. We need freaking Wii Sports on the DS.
Yeah.
GUI.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they didn't have any DS lights at the anywhere. Which kind of
surprised I know. I was going to. Well, it was like the day after sort of the holidays stuff.
I mean, come on. They have to have, you know, DS lights.
Yep.
It's like they don't. They. Oh, my brother has a DS light. It's not worth that $129. Plus tax.
Okay. Big burp. Jeremy's drunk. Michael's drunk. We're also drunk.
Yeah, we'd have Keith on, but his mom needs to do something, so.
And he's not drunk, so he's not welcome.
Yeah. Well, that's later where he is. It's like, because he doesn't live on
the coast. For him, wait, what time is it right now?
It's 7:09.
So it's like 10:09. Like 9:09.
Yeah. 9:09. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. This is less content than last week. But I think we will see the crazy, messed up Wiimote-like Mighty Mouse. We'll see the new, hopefully, better be the freaking widescreen iPods. Michael's playing with the thing I see in his shadow. Yeah, I was listening to Twit because I was like half asleep, so I was like, I'll listen to an episode of Twit. You know the one where they, where the Cory Doctorow has the idea for the Ninja Airlines, where he shoot, where they, he's like playing with the Wiimote.
No.
With the mic.
I'm trying to watch the spikes.
I'm just going to shut you up until like this. I actually have to edit this. You made me have to edit the freaking podcast. Okay, Michael, you're getting this mic now.
Okay.
Okay? Wait a second.
Michael, okay.
I'm playing around with the... Hey, you're going to have to bleep.
I'm not bleeping anything. This is rated. I don't know what it's rated, but I'm not bleeping anything.
I think it's just clean on iTunes.
Well, so. You know what? Screw iTunes. I don't use iTunes. I don't care. Well, I do use iTunes, but not... I'm a Mac. You have to have iTunes, but... It's not my podcatcher. So, you know. Screw iTunes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, I gotta download nothing. The Fear for free. Free Fear. Freer. I made a word
up. That
was
pretty funny.
Also, there's Free Quake 3 now that someone released, but what the hell are you doing with that? Oh, okay. You. Just, okay, yeah, so. There's the Free Fear now. Freer. Yeah, I know the Freer. Guys, you know the free multiplayer sucked, so you know they released it for free, pulled enemy territory. Yeah, we all love enemy territory.
Oh yes, we do.
I need ammo. I need a medic.
I need ammo. I need a medic.
The Terminator. You know that episode of Family Guy, the last one on the new DVD set? Yeah. The Terminator. You know, yeah, because Peter killed Hitler. For any of you who have not watched it or downloaded it from illegal websites.
Or semi-legal websites.
What's a semi-illegal website?
LimeWire? That's not a website.
That's pretty much, that's like, yeah, it's not legal at all.
No, because when you download it, they ask you, will you use this to pirate copyrighted material?
And you say,
I click
no.
So,
But of course you're lying, obviously. It's like, yeah.
No, I'm a truthful boy.
I remember last week? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never pirate anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a soundbite and
they go
back and say all the things that I
Yeah, heard. I'll put the soundbite in now. Okay, I put the soundbite in there. So, I probably didn't because I don't edit, but... Okay, I got a fart. Much better. Yeah, keeping up the content list podcast. If we had Keith, we'd actually be talking about real stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
I got a... Dude, put on the freaking headset.
I will, since it's untangled. You raped
Don't me. Untangle the headset. It's fine.
Well, it's not. I can't do that. It weighs it down.
Here, Keith.
Don't weigh the fucking microphone.
I'm so drunk.
Michael's like...
I gotta go pee.
I think he has... He has a placebo effect whenever he drinks any amount of alcohol.
No. I didn't even think I was drunk until you realized. Until he said I had champagne.
Okay, I'm gonna do a fart. I would put it in the mic. That'd be the best.
Go back. I want to listen to it.
I'm not gonna go back. I have to stop GarageBand, and we're on this crappy computer here. Oh man, it kind of stinks. You can smell it through the interweb.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It smells like, Okay, anyone want to know how it smells? Okay, here's how it smells. You take rotten eggs, you cut it open, and you mush it up. And
it's not really
you spread
deep
it
this
on
week.
Testicles.
This is more like two 15-year-old, 14-year-old. This is more like Teenage Podcasting 101, How to Do It Badly.
How to be retarded.
See, they're going to go in
First,
10 years.
Step one, get drunk.
How not to do a podcast. You know?
Oh, God. We have
less. You remember the anti-rape condom? We talked about this like episode 12-1. I loved the. I think I would wear an anti-rape condom if I was a girl. Nice. I want a female anti-rape condom. You put it on your penis, and when they go in, it goes, chick, hits the vagina. They go, oh, you know, because that would hurt the vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. Vagina.
Vagina.
Do you know anyone named Virginia?
Virginia?
Oh, Virginia.
I know someone named Virginia.
Like the state?
Yeah.
Why did they name them after the state?
There's also someone called Montana.
Wow. Yeah. Well, isn't that guy from Scarface, you know, like,
Tony Montana?
Yeah, so.
I was playing that game today, and it was like, I was driving around, and there was a glitch where I stood on a table, but it tried to fall off, but there was a woman in front of me, so it was like...
Did
was
you see the boobs? Any boobs?
And it looked like it was humming your face. Looked like it was humming your face.
Yeah, we saw the Poltergeist movie. That was a really crappy movie. But they did have a scene where the dog was looking at the naked girl, and you can definitely imagine the dog's thoughts, like, I'd have sex with that woman if she was a dog.
Humping.
Okay. Humping. Okay, Michael, I'm going to have to just shut your mic off for a few periods of time.
Okay.
So, if you've survived this far, which I doubt anyone has unless you're being tortured at Guantanamo Bay, in that case, well, that would suck, but at least you get to hear us doing random crap. What the fuck, Michael? What the fuck? Fuck.
You know what's up, fuck. Or, fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, so Skype's gonna have to pay for Skype soon. As in tomorrow. As in 5 freaking hours.
No, it's on the 31st of January.
No, that's when you can... No, you have to pay for start... You can buy it for $15 up to the 34th first, but you still... You'll start having to pay for Skype. What the hell are you getting? You're like a CD case by my PS1. Michael's laughing at me. Wait a second. Okay.
Did you mute me?
No, I didn't mute you, but I should.
No.
I really should.
I need my voice. You cannot silence me.
Man, this is the best podcast I've ever done. It's like Dignation minus all the beer.
So, there was beer.
Mine. Man, the authorities are going to come on your... You got the Nintendo fanboys. I'm like, I should be killing you right now, too, but... You know.
Just because I said the Wii sucked?
Yeah, you can get the Nintendo fanboys, you're going to kill you. You're going to have the Sony fanboys kill you. I don't know why the Sony fanboys, they don't...
I'm trying to get my fingers to touch each other, but they're too...
God, you're stupid. I got to take a picture. If only my phone had some pictures left. Mike, where's your phone?
In my pocket?
Yeah, he has a sliver, so...
Like, you gonna take the picture or what?
Yeah, I don't have any pictures left on my phone. I got 20. I got my crappy Sprint phone. You know.
There, I did it.
What?
It's much easier with my middle finger because it's longer.
That's all I gotta say.
He pointed his middle finger at me.
Oh man, this is gonna be a classic episode. This is like.
I say we stop now and just listen.
I say we don't stop now. So, are you gonna pay $15 for Skype? Because I know I am.
As soon as I actually need it, then yeah.
Okay. I called back Keith, but he's doing some. I'm not going to add actually Keith on. You know, I really should add him, but I don't want to try and edit it. So Keith was going to be on, but he was only on for about 30 seconds, so I hear it without Keith. I'm not going to edit this at all. You're going to hear lots of hissing from Michael, but you already heard it already. Unless you're listening from backwards forward. In that case, you're very, very smart. Because if you're listening backwards to forwards, stop listening now. Wait, but... Never mind. Okay.
Wait, if they're listening from backwards to forwards, it would sound like... Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but we're going to pretend they can understand that. Stop listening in a...
No, it's
like...
That's the sound of the van.
Yeah, so if you are listening backwards to forward, stop listening at about 17 minutes. So that's 2 minutes. What the fuck, whatever. Did you fart?
Oh.
I heard a fart sound.
That's the chair.
Oh, that's my brother's crappy chair. Okay, or another content list. We had some content in the beginning, but it kind of died. So I'm predicting 10.5 on normal PCs. That's my crazy prediction. My Dvorak prediction.
And until next time.
No, we're still going to go for a few minutes.
Oh.
Marshall, I found your email address. Keith gave it to me. So... you would be on, but you didn't send me an email. I don't have your phone number. Send me your phone number, geekthisweek@gmail.com. You know, you can get a .Google mail if you in Germany, because someone owns the Gmail trademark. You can get a Google. You would get a googlemail.com instead of Gmail.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to at Google Mail instead of Gmail.
I like
Gmail's faster.
Gmail is better because it sounds like gangsta mail.
Gangsta mail.
Or geek mail in our case. I'm part of the geek unit. The geek unit.
White nerd.
White nerdy.
I'd play it right now, but I don't want to find it.
And it'd also be copyright infringement.
Yeah, no one listens to this.
True.
And if they did, they already stopped. Yeah, see, we're the problem with podcasting. We're so crappy. No one takes it seriously because of us. We're hurting all the real podcasters. I don't know of any, but
the real. You know, they're gonna be at Macworld, and they're gonna be at like the podcasting convention. And they're gonna be like. We started with this, and they're going to play a clip of our audio, and then they're going to say, and we came out with this, and they play like, Twit or something.
Yeah, like a classic Twit, man, like episode, like, six of best Twit.
Drop the bomb. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, my dad bought a whole bunch of Star Wars music off iTunes, so I've been hearing that, because basically, I've been, like, sleeping from about 11 to about 4, I was kind of like taking a nap, and every so often I'd wake up, hear some stars, and you'd go.
Is that why you left so early?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I had to go. I was screwed up, man.
I'm screwed up now.
I had diet soda too. That was the problem. I cannot drink diet soda. It makes me feel sick. It tastes like crap, and I think I'm probably gonna die because of it. Oh, wow. And okay, so. Yeah, Geek This Week, episode 2, from version 2, which is a lot crappier than the first one, but, whatever. This is more for our entertainment than anyone's actually listening ability.
Man, that fan is getting annoying.
Yeah, especially when it's on your nuts, when you're playing UT.
Yeah.
UT actually runs surprisingly well on the PowerBook. Considering it's below system requirements, I think, it runs pretty well.
All right, let's get going.
Okay, yeah, so this has been Geek This Week. No relation to This Week in Geek or Twit.
So until next time, testicles.
That is all. Yeah, everyone, remember to buy the new Family Guy DVDs. They're not a sponsor, but if they were, I'd still buy the DVDs. I'll put up rips later tonight. Okay. I ripped them. They weren't ripping for me, though, correctly.
Oh, you gotta use Mac.
Because
Mac the Ripper.
They ripped, but they didn't dual.
You have to get Mac the Ripper. Oh no! Just drag the video.ts folder to your desktop. I'm sorry. I'm telling somebody how to pirate something.
Yeah.
Drag the video.ts folder onto your desktop, and then
it worked fine. It just didn't do the dual, so it didn't look as good because it didn't. You know how it does the dual.
Maybe it wasn't shot that way in the first place.
No. Know how you, when you rip...
Yeah,
you
can, I know, you click two-pass and code.
Yeah, it wasn't two-passing, it was single-pass. It still works. I mean, I can watch them. Not on this computer, because it's too slow, but... It can barely play the MPEG-4s, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, everyone, the best application ever is Handbrake. If they sponsor, I download it, and I'll put a pirated version of that. Well, it's free, so I don't need to do that. But. And Audacity is freaking hard to use. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, oh, screw this. I'm going to get in the freaking iLifo 7 6.
iLifo 7, eh?
Said I was, we're going to see iLifo 7 tomorrow or the 10th, too. I start school on the 10th or like the 11th or something. I don't know. I got like a week and a few days left. If I catch you, like, you know, you're going to owe me $30.
I don't know. I didn't lick it yet. It's not like it broke. I mean, look, it's still. Extremely obnoxious on the GarageBand thing.
What the fuck? Okay, I think I want to keep doing it, but I don't want you know what? We have no content whatsoever anymore, so we'll do a real episode maybe in a week or two, maybe after Macworld.
I will not be drunk for that one.
Okay, I need to fart again. Man, you know, I have a weird poop cycle.
Oh, man, okay, we're done. If you want to email us, it's geekthisweek@gmail.com. Yeah, see you next week, people.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm not going to talk about my poop cycle, but anyway, if you do want to email us, that is geekthisweek@gmail.com. If you want to find us, tell your friend how to find us, and you don't want to have the really long URL, you can do is send a Google search for Geek This Week, and then hit
enter.
And then you'll find a whole bunch of real podcasts. But if you do Geek This Week, space, and then do in,
nice.
And then if you do in those, what are these called? Parentheses, GDW. You'll find our website
you
right
fucking
there.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, okay, he holds up his hands.
One of these
he holds up his hands in the shape.
Hey, did you see on Dig the MacBook that had the two rightward facing these things? He could only do the smile instead of no frown. That was pretty funny. But, okay, I think we're done, and we'll see you next time we see you, because we're not doing these on a weekly basis anymore. Pretty much doing them whenever we feel like, to even be less like a real podcast and more like a vanity cast. I'm going to trademark that, vanity cast.
Okay.
We just do it for, like, the hell of it. We don't actually expect or want. Well, we actually kind of do want anyone to listen to it.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity, goo. Episode 2 is done. Okay, let me...
Testicles.
Okay, I'm out.